This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defense Secretary, clearly there are some decisions that are being made. We know that. Transitions as they continue, as we transition to this hour of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Hope everything's good in your world. Can you believe that we're into December? We are. It means at the tail end of the month, we turn the page on a new, brand new year. Yes, indeed. 2017. Wow. Can't believe it, huh? Seems so far off in the distance, but yet it is here. Donald Trump went on a thank you tour. The crowd was pretty appreciative and wild in the great state of Ohio. I spent a lot of time in Ohio. I know some of you are listening to us from Ohio. He was in Cincinnati specifically, and after being pretty much sort of out of sight for 3 weeks doing the Trump Tower thing and whatnot, he decided he wanted to go on the road, apparently. And he said, the bottom line is we won. We won. There was a crowd that filled a hockey arena in downtown Cincinnati. And he showed that, you know, he's talking about the they were going to settle on people, talk about people, and he couldn't resist his own embargo on the announcement in front of this crowd in Ohio that's happening Monday that he's going to name the hard-nosed hardliner Marine General James Mad Dog to run the Pentagon. And he said, we're going to appoint Mad Dog. Mad Dog Mateus is our Secretary of Defense. He said, we're not announcing it until Monday, so don't tell anyone. He said, it's the closest thing we have to Patton, and it's about time. And then he went through a couple of moments on election night, highlight reel moments, talking about how he had seen state after state, including Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, vote for him, and mocked the media analyst who said he couldn't break Clinton's blue wall. He said, we did break it. We shattered it. We shattered the blue wall. He said since the election that he will not pursue an investigation into the former Secretary of State's private email server. That was what he has said all along. And he said, we did have a lot of fun fighting Hillary, didn't we? And the crowd started yelling, lock her up, lock her up. And, you know, he said, we've been divided for a long time. I have always thought, brought people together. I've always done that. And I know you find that hard to believe. And he said to some of the critics, he rebuked critics who have criticized him for nominating billionaire businessman Wilbur Ross as Commerce Secretary. Here's what he said. He said, the guy knows how to make money, folks. And he said, for the rest of the cabinet, greatest killers you've ever seen, it's time. So every single day, you will be the agents of change, is what he said. He told the crowd, speaker after speaker before Trump, made the similar points, like the Kentucky governor quoted Winston Churchill, who said that after World War II, the British people were lions, and he simply had been chosen to roar for them. And he said, you are the lion, and you have chosen Donald Trump and Mike Pence to deliver the roar. And the crowd, you know, went crazy over that. And he said that, you know, he doubled down on his campaign themes. He renewed his promise to prioritize American interests over the rest of the world and warned that a knife attack at Ohio State University by a radicalized student on Monday was the result of lax refugee policies backed by stupid people, is what he said. said people are pouring in from the regions of the Middle East. We have no idea who they are, where they come from, what they are thinking, and we're going to stop that dead cold. If you want to react, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. Let me flip on those numbers again. 855-266-5283. Coming up, we take a look at what's brewing at the movies with our cheap movie review in our next segment. But right now, let's go to Grimm in Mississippi. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm happy as a peacock.
You are, exactly. I like that. I am happy. I like what he said. We'll see. It's like he said, you wait and see. We have killers. Every day is going to be different. And he is really trying to rally the troops.
Well, Kate, it won't much matter until after day 100 that he's done things.
Yes.
That's when it's most effective. I mean, everybody measures that.
Right.
I do, too. But, you know, I told the Democrats, watch, because I'm going to watch him. I don't care who they are. You know, Sean, all of them been so wrong for 30 years, and for 50 years I've been complaining about the whole nine yards. I didn't care who it was, because they're just, you know, not stewards.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, my dad told me, you know, well, the least you can expect from them is 40% of them to do their job. I said, 40%? Well, then that means all they can expect from me is 3%. I don't even need to worry about going to jail for tax evasion. You know? I don't really, you know. Hey, from what I understand, this is usually when I go Christmas shopping, because a lot of people find that, hey, the sales are even better after Cyber Monday and Black Friday.
Yeah.
But to keep up with the current events, you know, I want to understand, normal Thursday's even worse.
Normal Thursday.
you hear about the truck running in and taking three lives at Walmart?
Oh, it's just so crazy. What is going on?
Well, that was probably a pure accident. I'm just trying to make light of it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a nutty thing, yeah.
I mean, I saved an elderly woman, me and my friend, one time. We walked out of a public library where we were, and she got in her, it was like a 70 Nova, got in it, went to crank it up, and the carburetor stuck, and it just started running away, and she just held her foot on the brake.
Ah.
And it just kept spinning the right rear until the tire blew out.
Ah.
It was hard to see. You know, she locked her door and everything when she got in there. We were pounding on the door. The inside of the car was filling up with smoke. You know, turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off.
We did everything, you know, until the tire blew. And then it started grinding, you know. Finally, she finally turned it off.
Oh, that's hilarious almost. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you were talking about the little leprechaun and his pot of gold dust.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I kind of wonder about that. You know, I could theorize that he's probably walked that route several times and maybe even cased it and, you know, took the shot.
And knew that there might be something there for him, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but there was even a crazier incident if you go back, I think it's Denver, Florida, where
yeah.
People get nickel and dime to death where one turned over on the interstate and all the coins went getting.
I remember that. Actually, I remember that. And there have been some incidents like that have happened in other places. Grimm, we're up against it. Thank you. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Just me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra, I wanna reach out and grab ya.
All right, Abracadabra, will you be going to the movies this weekend? Let me get out my crystal ball and tell you about these three movies up on deck. Don't know if you'll have any interest in them. I think there's a lot that's out there, that, and a lot coming out that may have more interest, like the next Star Wars is coming out. But the first one up out of the chute, as I like to say, is Incarnate. It is PG-13. It's a thriller horror movie. 1 hour and 31 minutes. An exorcist, Aaron Eckhart, taps into the subconscious mind of a tormented boy, yikes, who's possessed by a demon. Haven't we seen this with the spinning head in the 70s and The Exorcist with Linda Blair? I guess this is a different version. So here's a little snippet. If you're a person who gets scared, just stay under the covers.
Mom? I have an archdemon possessing the body of an innocent 11-year-old boy. Of course, we sent in the best exorcists, but they failed. Who are you?
I'm gonna help your son. I don't do exorcisms. I don't use religious methods to treat the symptoms. I go inside the victim's mind to treat the disease. I evict the demon from the inside. We're in your head. Wake up, buddy.
Something wrong, Henry?
This entity is strong. Strongest I've ever encountered.
What happens when this entity is done with a kid and decides to jump?
The boy dies. Cameron, this is not real.
You're gonna burn.
Oh my God.
God is not here.
All right, so you get the deal here. It's, as I described, pretty much about the whole exorcist thing, and this time it is a boy, and that's what you get from that movie. I don't know how it will do. It's mostly teenagers, I think, would go and see this. You've got 7.5 stars out of 10 in one rating system, for whatever it's worth. Aaron Eckhart, I think, is an outstanding actor, for what that's worth, but I would wait until it streams. All right, let's move on a rainy day. Play it then. Let's go to this next movie. It's called Anonymous.
We are Dark Web. You will not stop us. This is just the beginning.
It all started with a small immigrant family. That's me, Alex Daniel. This cost $16,000. I sell for $10.
What's wrong?
I can make this back. I hated the bank that fired my mom. I didn't want to cross that line, but corrupt banks were gonna get punished.
Having a rough day?
Sorry, do I know you?
I want to buy your watches.
I want you to appreciate the quality of the product that I'm bringing to you.
How much?
All.
We made about $60,000.
That's our high. Alone, we're just two dudes. A girl can always help.
If we can figure out a way to make money and cause chaos.
Something wrong.
This problem here.
Can you comment on the current market situation?
It's not like we're sending anyone a message or hurting the system. We're just making money.
And what do you want to do?
I want to cause a little chaos.
Money is power.
It's not always about the money.
Good thing going here, man.
They can do something!
No, they can't!
I need you here, okay?
To send a message to the system, you have to talk in terms of dollars and cents.
We're going to charge you with breaking and entering, cyber terrorism, credit card fraud on the federal level.
Money doesn't change people. It reveals them.
Wow. Money doesn't change people, it reveals them. All right, so this one gets even less stars. 6.5 stars out of 10. Royal troops set fire to the Globe Theater. Elizabethan-era playwright Ben Jonson, who you heard, is tortured by Edward Hogg, who demands to know if Edward de Vere, the Earl of Oxford, is the true author of the writings attributed to William Shakespeare. Oh, it's a tug of war over Shakespeare. Gosh, what could be more interesting? It only cost $30 million to make this work of art. We'll see. Anonymous is one that maybe you skip. I love actors, so I hate to trash their work, and I haven't seen it. But I don't know. If you're interested in Shakespeare intrigue, it could be pretty good, right? Definitely a stream. Definitely worth a stream. All right, and finally, we wrap this thing up with a movie called Belief.
Great turnout.
Not bad.
And let's give it up for Mr. Matthew Payton. This guy knows how to throw a party, doesn't he?
My grandfather.
father started the festival as a gift to this community.
Matthew, you're tapped out.
The doors to Peyton Automotive closed.
Put half these people out of work.
Does it taste like poverty?
Does anybody need any help? Are you okay?
Who are you two?
My name is Sharon, my son Clarence. He found you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you. We don't even know your name.
I'm Matthew Peyton.
Like the Christmas pageant, Peyton? This year, I'm going to be the big guy.
Gabriel, okay.
I don't think the pageant is possible anymore.
All things are possible to those who believe.
What happened?
A little boy found me. His mother took care of me.
That's not true, is it? What people are saying?
There is a difference between people who sign the check on the front and people who sign the check on the back.
When you tell this town, I would hate to see what happens next.
As far as the festival goes, I cannot continue this.
I think you may have had the funds and they've been misappropriated.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
I believe in you,
Mr. P.
I see that you're in a little bit of trouble.
Why don't you strive to give CJ something better?
I strive to help these people. In the world, it's here. It's inside.
These folks needed a place to stay warm last night, so I gave it to them.
You've given us all a tremendous gift.
I think you have a new friend.
And my new friend thinks if he believes hard enough, he's going to be in the pageant.
What do you believe, Matthew Peyton?
This one is about tough economic times, struggles, financial success, funding the Christmas pageant. You get the deal here. This will find an audience. This will find a family-friendly audience, PG. It's rated drama film. 2 hours, so it's kind of long, but it absolutely will, I think, be a home run, and it's playing all over the place, especially Christmas time, the perfect time for this kind of a film. So thanks so much to Daniel once again for his handiwork. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag, and then we're going to also have a conversation with the CEO of Nutrisystem, Don Zier. Stay with us, everybody.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This to hear from everybody, and I talk about this all the time. I'm going to mention it again. If you're listening to me right now, maybe you're listening to me while you're running, while you're running errands, while you're drinking a cup of coffee, whatever it is, because you're listening to a replay of America Tonight. Woohoo! I love that about the way we can consume our radio shows. And maybe you're listening to me live. Fantastic. But it is a good reminder. You can go to GCNlive.com or go to, you can also go to TuneIn.com, and all the shows are loaded there, and you can just download a show and listen to it that way. If your work schedule has changed or you're on vacation or you just feel like listening to America Tonight at a different time of the day. So we get a ton of email from people who I think do just exactly that, or they listen to part of the show. And I love it because every day the mailbag is overflowing, even if it's through the holidays. On that note, let's turn and check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Joe, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Tennessee fire victims, and boy, I really, the way you described it, I really felt for those people. You're right. What happens when your life turns to ashes? I luckily have never had that happen to me, but I had it happen to one of my best friends. He escaped the fire, as did his family, luckily, but they did lose everything. And once you get over the shock and people are helping you, it gets tough. You're right as to getting a new place to live, getting new clothing, getting everything that you can imagine that you need to resume your life, and it takes a while for that to happen. Yeah, so I love the fact that, and of course they're going to do this, I'm not surprised. Dolly Parton is a giver, and this is where she's from, and she says, you know, it's about family, and so they're doing a thing where they want to give every one of the fire victims $1,000 a month for like 6 months. And if you go to the Dolly Parton Foundation, you'll see that the Dollywood Foundation, you'll see, I'm sure there's a link for giving. And I think it's great. I mean, it's because people are going to need help. And here we are in the middle of the holidays. It would be devastating any single day of the year. It just makes it that much more devastating. And in fact, this is a quick aside, because, you know, now there's so many homes that were destroyed. They've gone through and found more people that died. Seven people have died, and they don't know that that's going to be it. The death toll could climb more. They might find somebody else. There were people that tried to get out and couldn't escape the wall of fire and got injured. And then there were people that they found in homes that were just flat out stuck. And that is, oh gosh, that is so scary and so, so awful to think about that. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Carl. Kate, I've emailed you a couple of different times. I've heard you talk every single night about the transition team, and now it's interesting, and you're right, it is like a beauty pageantist. Who's going to be the Secretary of State? Drum roll, please. That's what I'm waiting for you to say one night on the air. And I don't know, it'd be interesting if he chose Mitt Romney, and what a turn the other cheek kind of thing that would be. And it would show that as much as people beat Donald Trump up about Twitter, that obviously he could get over somebody trashing him, because Mitt Romney certainly took a chunk out of him. But hey, that's what he does when he was on the campaign trail. That's what he did too. And I think he said it before, this is what happens in politics. Well, yeah, but I think some of what happened with Trump, some of what he did, like to Cruz, and I think some of what, like Romney, what Romney said about Trump, and, you know, listen, it is politics, but as a human being, you have to decide the name-calling thing or labeling or whatever, yes, modern-day what happens, and really has always happened, but we have many forms of that being pumped out, I guess. So you have to decide, is that somebody that you would want on your cabinet? I don't know, if I'm running, knowing my personality, which is why I could never run, if I was running and I was getting leveled right and left, especially by one person, if somebody was really hammering me, but it was low blow hammering, I mean, they could attack me on certain issues, I guess, if I'm just going to put myself in a politician's shoes if I'm running. But I think it'd be tough. I think there would be some people that there's just no way. There would just be something that would just hang in the balance there, which, again, is the reason why I'm not in that business. All right, let's move on to, and it will be interesting to see what he does. I don't think it's going to be Mitt Romney, but, gosh, what would Rudy Giuliani do if he's not going to be Secretary of State? You'd think I just know he wants something. He wants something in that administration, and there's plenty of other jobs, but what would that job be? B. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Dick, who says, Kate, I love it when you do Nail the Score. I was going to send an email this last time. I forgot. I will send one next time. I really can't call in because I'm in the middle of work and I'm secretly listening to you here and there, but I always tune in to make sure that I catch Nail the Score. I just get a kick out of everybody calling in and throwing out their guesses, like you say, the crystal ball and the randomness of what the game of the week is that's picked. I hope you have a winner. I'd love to hear the reaction of the winner. I would love to hear the reaction of the winner, too. You know, over the years, we've had two winners. So people have won in the past. It's random. You know, it's like lottery numbers in a different way, only you're not paying $1 or $2 or whatever you're paying. But it's picking a side and saying what you think the score is going to be, and you can analyze it up and down, but that doesn't matter. It's just luck. There is the element of chance, and it, I don't know, it's just fun. It breaks up the seriousness, the heaviness of what we're constantly talking about every single day, which I think is incredibly important, and the reason why this is a really big microphone, and I love the fact that I have the pleasure of doing this, and that I invite everybody to come and express themselves and add to the conversation. But sometimes we need to have a little breakup of that, so that's my breakup part by doing that one segment a week. Then there's this one from... This one from Mary, who says, Kate, the bucket of gold flakes that you said was valued over $1.6 million was the most hilarious story. After I heard you talking about that on the air, and then somebody called in and they said the same, they were talking about what they saw, and I want to say it was Dan. Oh my gosh, I just had to see that video. You made me go and look up that video, and you're right, the guy was so... just deadpan, like no big deal, walk up to the truck, grab the bucket, walk away, not even hurrying. It was obviously heavy. He stops to rest for a second. That is crazy. What in the world were the people who were driving the armored truck thinking, especially if it was gold flakes? I don't. Do you know? Maybe they didn't think it was worth. Oh, what are these things? Oh, let's just throw them back in here. I mean, if it's an armored truck, though, you're getting things that are valuable. That's why it's an armored truck. You're not just. It's not some flatbed truck, and you're just throwing a bunch of stuff and moving someone around the city. And it couldn't have been pre. It just couldn't have been. There's no way this was pre-planned. So it wasn't some master thief, but it was somebody who saw the armored truck, I guess, just was seeing what was being loaded, saw this weird opportunity, I think, and went up and grabbed it. But does that person know what they're doing? I grabbed some gold flakes worth $1.6 million. Who am I calling up on Jewelers Row to melt it down for me? Oh, by the way, I found these flakes. How do I get them melted down? Now, of course, in that world, there is a way to know how to get that done. And I'm assuming that this person, especially now, their face is everywhere. And you can make out the face of the guy. If anybody knows this person, they would know it's him. Because you can clearly see who it is. So it's not like, oh, there's like a shadowy figure. I kind of get the... No, you can see who it is. If he's somebody who lives in the city, and this was just a random thing, which I do still think it was a random thing... he has to be way gone, because there's no way he's walking around New York. I think somebody would recognize him in a second, because this video is being shown everywhere, because it's just so incredibly shocking to see the act of it. That's what it is. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Tom. Hi, Kate. We've spoken. I've called the show. It's been a while, and now we've got a new president-elect, and I'm curious as to what's going to happen with his business. One minute we hear he's going to keep his businesses. The next minute we hear his children are going to run the businesses. What do you know about that? Oh, no, he's not going to run the businesses. He said there's nothing. There was one day he tweeted out something or said to something somebody in an interview that there's nothing in the Constitution or anywhere that says you can't have the businesses. But in modern times, there's no way, especially the kind of businesses that he has. But anyone's business. The kids are there. His children are part of his empire. Easy peasy for them, to run it. So I would say that's what's going to happen. And they, in fact, they're even going to make some sort of a special announcement about it, which is probably smart pool. Instead of raising ridiculous awareness, calling attention to it, just make it a fact. They're running it. Boom. And here you go. Because they already have these positions. So they're basically just guarding the fort, if you will, I think. And that's it. And then he doesn't have to answer those questions about, are you gaming the system? Are you getting favor? What about these companies? Then that's not even a question. And you can see why it would be a question for a lot of people, especially when people were questioning Hillary Clinton about the Clinton Foundation and money, and were people getting special favor or getting meetings with her because they had donated. So he doesn't want to get in that situation. Thanks so much to everyone. everybody who sent me emails. Feel free to do the same. AmericaTonight.net. Coming up, a conversation with Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, next on America Tonight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run, miss? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
Good, thanks. Great to be back.
So here we are. We're in the middle of the holidays. We're through Thanksgiving, and now this is what I call the stretch drive. A lot of holiday parties. You have Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. It's when there's a lot of food that's pretty tempting that's around. And you and I talked about this last time. A great thing to do is just to gear up for it and weigh yourself every day so you know where you're at, and which is unusual because a lot of times you weigh yourself maybe once a week. But this way you know where you're at and you have a game plan, right?
Yeah, I like to do that. I don't like to do that throughout the whole year, but definitely
no.
Throughout the holidays, you know, every day, every other day, just to make sure it doesn't creep up on you.
Because it's so easy for that to happen, as we know. Another thing that happens this time of year, and it's something that, you know, it's something that you wrote about on the Huffington Post,
mm-hmm.
Fat shaming happening at home, not just in the headlines. Explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, you know, the holidays are hard for, you know, hard for a lot of people for many different reasons, but it's also the time of year where we get together with, you know, family, friends, loved ones, and, you know, we're in a very dress-up time, things like that, and, you know, people are more self-conscious than usual during the holidays, I think, and, you know, it's really important that we support, you know, I think most of us, you know, two-thirds of the population are struggling with weight, and sometimes careless comments, you know, do you really want to have that dessert or that outfit, you know, looks a little tight on you, your stomach showing. You know, sometimes family members say things not to be cruel, to be well-intended, but it's really, really not helpful.
Yeah, it doesn't motivate people, and it's great to get this out there because I think you're right. There's a familiarity with family. It's the joking around, but it's not joking when someone's really trying hard. And you talk about this in your article about fat shaming, that it can have some pretty damaging side effects, right?
Yeah, studies show that it's actually counterproductive. You know, we think we're trying to be helpful, and but actually it adds to stress. It can cause binge eating. It can add to depression and, you know, cause depression. And, you know, really, honestly, like, you know, Kate, when I need to lose 10, 15 pounds, I know it. I don't need anybody telling me I need to. And when I'm ready to do it, I'm going to do it, but, you know, it's that guilt that's not helpful. And really, you know, what we try to focus on is instead of those well-meaning comments, in quotes, to really, you know, try to come up with solutions that help people. And a lot of that is doing family activities together. It is, you know, if you're worried about somebody eating all the desserts, we'll have less desserts in the house. You know, things that you can do that help provide solutions without being, you know, blatant towards individuals that are trying so hard.
Yeah, and I want to mention this because because Nutrisystem has been such a lifesaver for me. And you and I have talked about this before, and I'm using this more and more. New Me, I think that's a great thing to use when you're trying to track, because you and I have talked about this a bunch. Tracking your weight, whether you're writing it down, whether you're using the digital platform, whatever it is, I think that could help during the holidays too. Because then you realize, oh my gosh, really, I didn't have one cookie, I had four.
Right, and it's really important to log the food that you're eating. And sometimes, you know, we were doing it for weeks, and then, you know, you have one day where you know you're going off track, and then you don't track, and then the next day it's hard to get back to it. So we encourage people to be honest and to track, and also to give themselves a little break over the holidays. I mean, if you're having a party on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, yeah, you're not going to be strict on those days or on Hanukkah, but you know, remember, and you and I have talked about this, that, you know, there's a lot of days in December and not every day is a party day.
Boy, that is true. There are a lot of days in between those parties, absolutely. And so for Nutrisystem, we've also talked about this, and it makes sense because, you know, it's go to the gym, eat better when you get closer to the beginning of the year. So this is a big time of year as a company for you. What do you do to gear up for that from the CEO point of view?
Oh, we're really busy right now. You know, it starts New Year's resolution is the big time of year for us starting in January, and we have new things coming out that I think our customers and new customers will be excited about, and you know, we're working on our commercial spot. So it's a hectic time of year layered in with all the hecticness of the holidays, but it's really fun and exciting. And you know, we know people struggle during, you know, from Halloween to Christmas, and come January people actually are ready to take some action, and you know, we try to be there for them.
Awesome. Well, Dawn Zier is always super informative, good stuff, president and CEO of Nutrisystem. I'll talk about my path coming up. Hey, thanks, Dawn.
Okay, take care, Kate. Good to talk to you again.
All right, so as we heard Dawn say, there's some great information there for many of you that are just listening and thinking about that. It's interesting. If you go back to what we were talking about, the whole fat shaming thing, boy, is that not true, where if anything, gosh, if you know you have to lose a little weight, I mean, and as much as we joke, even about with men, with bellies, with whatever, or as she said, somebody's outfit looks a little bit too tight and their family saying that, I think she's right about what the result is, that it's not often, you know, taken that way, like, oh, yeah, geez, I know, it's not taken that way. A lot of times what it happens is I think it does lead to binge eating. I think it does sometimes lead to increased stress and less desire to do whatever that physical activity is. So, boom, if you can just reel that back. And certainly I know my family over the years, because that's what we kibitz with each other, but that's not kibitzing. That's, you know, that's where you unfortunately can take somebody who's got some sort of self-confidence and kind of erode that. It's a good thing to keep in mind, because look, I mean, she's right. We all are in this cycle with food and how we look and what we're eating. I don't think there's anybody on, I actually think that anybody listening to this can completely relate to it. You could be in really super good shape, but you're in good shape usually for a reason, because you're watching, you're paying attention to it. So you're on the other side of that equation versus being the person that's really trying, struggling with it and has struggled with it for however long. So I like to say this for me, there's no question when I started doing this, when I started down this journey, the food tracker especially, but just everything, the tips, the ideas of what smart carbs were versus what I was, you know, not even thinking before, and I was just looking strictly at these calories and not really watching what I was mixing so much, and realizing that there was better alternatives and having them listed for me so I could just whip them out and look at them. And even Nutrisystem, one of the things that I got with Nutrisystem, I thought that was really has been so handy to me is, you know, I can't help it if you've got business meetings and you've got people you have to meet, as much as you can try to rearrange what you're doing, you're still going to end up meeting people. So there's a guide to eating out that is phenomenal, and tells you, okay, here's some things that you should get instead, and they're great things, instead of getting the other thing. There's something else that you can combine and not eat the other more calorie loaden, not as good for you, you know, item, and includes just places where you would go, like a Domino's pizza. What would you get at a Domino's pizza? What would you get if you went to Golden Corral? What would you get if you went to McDonald's? What could you eat on the McDonald's menu versus what would you say, I have to eat and this is where you are, and you just grab something. There are actually things that you could eat, like just the plain hamburger instead of getting, obviously, the Big Mac or whatever it might be. So even one of my favorites, and it was interesting because I went here, I wanted to give you a real-life experience. I went to P.F. Chang's, and P.F. Chang's has, of course, a wide variety of food, and it was so much easier to look at what I was getting and instead have a cup of egg drop soup with two spring rolls and dipping sauce, which was awesome, instead of what maybe I would normally get and overeat whatever it was, like chicken fried rice, I guess, would have been back in the day the normal thing that I would have eaten. But I love egg drop soup, and I like the spring rolls, so it wasn't a sacrifice. It was just a better alternative, so I didn't walk away feeling bloated and furious with myself for everything that I've done to get my weight off. So there you go. Happy holidays. And remember, Nutrisystem is, and I can attest to it, is a very, very great way to put yourself on that road to changing your life. So thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.